This month and next, some 150 boys and girls from across the country will take part in intensive pipe organ workshops. The American Guild of Organists offers the program to promising young people in order to attract the instrument's next generation of players. It's the kind of workshop author Craig Whitney would love to have attended as a boy. Whitney, an amateur organist and assistant managing editor at the New York Times, has written a book about his passion, titled All the Stops, The Glorious Pipe Organ and Its American Masters.
That's the first piece I ever heard played on a great pipe organ, back in the 1950s. It's the start of a march by a German composer only organists have ever heard of, Siegfried Karg Ehlert, a contemporary of Richard Strauss. That majestic, full organ sound just knocked me off my feet. I had to learn how to play this instrument. I did, and then I was hooked for life. Like me, most pipe organ fanatics catch the affliction as teenagers. That's how it was, too, for Dr. Mark Baney, the organist you just heard on the new organ installed last summer in the Church of St. Vincent Ferrer in Manhattan.
Well, it happened when I was in grade school. I started music lessons with one of the sisters. While I was studying the piano, we had started at our parish a men and boys choir. Norman Coombs was our organist, and he was a great improviser. I would sit for hours and listen to him improvise, and it was at that point that I fell in love with the organ, and I knew that it would be my life's calling.
Mark played the first recital on the organ last fall, after the Schantz Organ Company of Orrville, Ohio, finished voicing it.
And it took them, I'd say, almost a year to build the gallery organ.
How'd they get it here?
They brought it here in a tractor trailer, actually three tractor trailer truck loads. Over the course of about 3 months, it was installed, erected, installed, and voiced. And the end result has been quite magnificent.
The new part of the organ looks like three silvery, symmetrical groves of trees up in the gallery of the church, below the blue stained glass windows. There are actually about 4,000 pipes up there, and it cost about $1 million.
Now that also included a rather elaborate organ case, which we have as you look back into the gallery. But pipe organs are expensive, but they're worth their weight in gold.
What the church wanted was an organ capable of playing all the repertoire, from medieval plain chant to modern music, but especially Bach, the greatest composer for organ, Mark's favorite and mine too. Bach can really rock on this organ. This is his Jig Fugue, a piece the flamboyant concert organist Virgil Fox used to take on the road in the 1970s with an electronic organ. He got rock music fans to clap along with the music. The pipe organ can also produce lush, romantic sounds. Some pipes sound like flutes and strings, like in this piece from the Third Symphony of Louis Vierne. Vierne was the blind organist of Notre Dame in Paris until he died playing a recital there in 1937. Modern technology that was not available in Bach's time allows the organist to play these pipes even though he's 150 feet away from them.
The organ console is the mechanism from which the organist controls all the ranks of pipes. It is the equivalent of the cockpit of a great 747.
The console has four keyboards for the hands and a pedal board for the feet. Each keyboard has 61 notes. There's one pipe per note, usually 61 pipes for each stop, and every stop makes a different kind of sound. Pulling out a stop lets its pipe speak when you play the keys.
That is the double open diapason. That is the first open diapason.
For example, Mark holds down a single key now while I pull out different stops at various pitches.
2 2/3 12th.
Combining stops builds volume and changes the tone. And the lowest notes on this organ come from pipes that are actually 32 feet long. They're in a stop called the Ophicleide, named for a 19th century relative of the tuba.
actually go over this way. I'll lead the way.
Mark takes us up to the organ chamber in the chancel to get a close-up look at some of the pipes. Here's the 2-foot Blockflöte, which speaks 2 octaves above ordinary pitch.
Now, of course, as you go higher, the pipes get much smaller. These pipes are, you know, a little bigger than a pencil. They're quite small. You'll hear how high it is. It sounds like a dog whistle.
And this is the crowning glory of the St. Vincent Ferrer organ, the Ramsey trumpet, named for a past pastor of the church. The pipe organ is a synthesizer, in a way, one that uses air under pressure instead of electronics. No 2 pipe organs ever sound alike. In a resonant auditorium, a concert hall, or a church, the full sound is glorious. You can just imagine how thrilling it is to play. The full organ has almost 80 stops. So here we go as Mark pulls out all the stops.
Organist Mark Bainey playing the pipe organ at the Dominican Church of St. Vincent Ferrer in Manhattan. Craig Whitney is an amateur organist, an assistant managing editor at the New York Times, and author of the book All the Stops, The Glorious Pipe Organ and Its American Masters. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.